Hello and welcome to this installment of the EMS Authors podcast series, brought to you by Jones and Bartlett Learning. My name is Bill Kimball. What follows is the previously recorded interview with Beth Ann McNeil while at the Exhibit Hall of EMS Today 2012 in Baltimore, Maryland. Beth began her EMS endeavors in 1988 when she joined Brighton Voluntary Ambulance in the Rochester, New York area. There, she served on the Board of Directors, Social Committee, Membership Committee, and the Operations Staff as Medic Supervisor. She currently practices as an EMTB at Brighton Voluntary Ambulance. An EMS provider for over 23 years, Beth found a career in EMS education. She's been an EMS educator for more than 15 years, working as a New York State Certified Instructor Coordinator as well as regional faculty. Beth has a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree from the Rochester Institute of Technology and is a candidate to receive a Master's of Science in Adult Education from Buffalo State College. Currently, Beth is Adjunct Assistant Professor for Monroe Community College in Rochester, New York.
Thanks for joining us today, Beth.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
So can we start with you introducing yourself to our audience?
Absolutely. I've been involved in EMS for about 24 years now as an EMT. And I've also been an educator for about the past 16 years. I really enjoy what I do. I enjoy patient care as well as teaching and learning in the classroom.
So you're the author of Jones and Bartlett Learning's new case studies book. What can you tell us about that textbook?
Yes, it's a text that I put together to be a critical thinking textbook for EMTs. It seemed like there's a lot of information out there at the paramedic level, but not so much at the EMT basic level. And I think it's really important for students, especially new EMTs, to get an idea of what it's like to take the cognitive information from the classroom and actually try to apply that information in the field.
Why did you decide to write the case studies?
I really felt that there was kind of a gap there for EMT basics. I think that there needs to be that information out there, and I think that this book does that. It helps formulate the critical thinking, gives them the critical thinking opportunities, I should say. For that. So it doesn't prepare them for a test, but it prepares them for the field, prepares them for real-life situations.
Excellent, thank you. So how would an educator use case studies in their EMT class?
Well, I think that the case studies book could be used in a couple of ways. The case studies book can certainly be used with a 10th edition textbook, but it can also be used as a freestanding book or supplement as well. It can be used to help facilitate some good discussion about how to put together that information that they're learning in the classroom. And it certainly gives them opportunities for application in the real world. So rather than just, you know, read one chapter about bleeding and shock, they can actually kind of put that together in a scenario or the case study that's in there and say, oh, okay, this is how this information is applied.
And finally, why did you choose to work with Jones and Bartlett Learning on this title?
Well, I met with the editorial staff a couple different times, and I really felt that it would just be a good fit. I know that Jones and Bartlett is on the forefront of innovation for EMS education. I've been familiar with their products for many years now, and I enjoy the products that they put out, so I wanted to be part of the team for that reason.
Excellent. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us today, Beth.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Well, that concludes this episode of the EMS Authors podcast series. You've been listening to the previously recorded interview with Beth McNeil, which occurred at EMS Today 2012 in Baltimore, Maryland. To learn more about case studies or to request a complimentary review copy, visit go.jblearning.com/case-studies. That's go.jblearning.com/case-studies. Jones and Bartlett Learning, a division of Ascend Learning, is a world-leading provider of instructional, assessment, and learning performance management solutions for the secondary, post-secondary, and professional markets. To learn more about Jones and Bartlett Learning, visit the corporate website at www.jblearning.com.